Blog Talk Radio. God, visiting the iniquity, and iniquity here means sin, of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of those that love me and keep my commandments. What is it you don't understand about that? I know there's something you don't understand because you have church on Sundays and you should not do that. It's in the fourth commandment. I'll read it to you in a moment. Commandment number 3, thou shalt not take the name of thy Lord, thy God, in vain. Don't misuse his name. Don't curse and use his name. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless. You're not guiltless if you curse him. You are guilty, so don't do that. That gets his name in vain. You know how sometimes you say, God damn, you don't do that. It's easier to say it than done. It's hard to stop doing it, but try your best. You're honoring the Creator, the person that made this entire universe. Have you looked outside and looked in the sky? Even at night, you see all the beautiful skies? Remember the Sabbath. That's what I was talking about. Many of you don't do that. This is what he made for you, to rest and acknowledge him. The fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy maidservant, it says thy manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor the strangers that live within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord has made heaven and earth, the seas, and all that is in them is, and rested the seventh day. I don't understand what you don't understand about the seventh day. They call it Sabbath. The Saturday they call Sabbath day. So you're supposed to rest. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. He made it holy. So you can have the seventh day. The Saturday is a day I would say worship, but you are to honor the Sabbath day, and that is a Saturday. For those of you who do not know that the Sabbath, S-A-B-B-A-T-H, is a S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. The fifth commandment is, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth you. That's the fifth commandment. So many of you do not honor your mother and your father. You're supposed to honor them, just as you're supposed to honor our Father in heaven. Honor your mother and father. Don't go around cursing at them and saying evil things, and it's okay to go make your bed, get up and make your bed. I know you might be lazy, and you said, I'll do it in a minute, and it'll take you maybe all day to do it. That's not right. You honor your mother and your father, that the days may be long upon the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee, or giveth you. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. Excuse me, I have to belch again. I don't know what you don't understand. I don't realize what you're trying to understand what you don't understand. But these man-made laws that is in our Constitution, you shall not kill. Therefore, you should not murder your babies. That means kill. Number 7th commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. Do you know what committing adultery is? That's being faithful to your spouse, to your male husband, or to your woman husband, woman wife. Let me say that again. The 7th commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. Be faithful to your spouse. If it's a male, you ought to be faithful to your wife. And if it's a woman, you ought to be faithful to your husband. It does not say anything that our Constitution has that says that men can marry a man or a woman can marry another woman. They are out of the guidelines of our Father in heaven. That's why so much is happening nowadays, because people are saying you can do what you want instead of doing what God tells you to do. Commandments, here they are for the first time, I'm telling you. If you just listen to me, I will tell you, or you listen to this program on Log Talk Radio, they have the distinction, the honor to allow me to read the 10 commandments. The 7th commandment, I told you that thou shalt not commit adultery. And men, if you're married, or woman, if you're married, stay with your spouses. The 8th commandment, thou shalt not steal. What is it that you do not understand about that? I know you know what stealing is. You're not supposed to do it. The 9th commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. What is it that you understand? Don't understand. Why tell a lie on your neighbor? The Bible says, you shall not. It says, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. You should not lie on your neighbor or say anything that's wrong or bad about your neighbor. Be friends. Verse of the 10th commandment, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, envious of your neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife. You're not supposed to have a sexual relationship with your neighbor's wife or your neighbor's husband. You're supposed to stick with your wife or your own husband, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox. You're not supposed to have sex with animals, nor his ass. An ass is a donkey, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. As said, our Father in heaven will bless the reading of the 10th commandment and open up your ears, your mind, your understanding that you can understand what has been read of the 10th commandment and keep those in mind, because our Father in heaven, when he comes back, he has already told you to study, to show yourself approved. And many of you don't do that. It's simple. It is quick. You can just do the best that you can. I'll tell you, remember Hosea, that's in the Old Testament. It's spelled Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. because they have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me. See, you have forgotten the law of God. I will also forget your children. You want our Heavenly Father to remember your children, to keep them in mind so that they can do well. Also, I want you to read 2 Timothy. There's two in the New Testament. That's 2 Timothy, verse 2 and 15. Study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, many of you who are reading the Bible, I will tell you that all those words are coming, man, a person of dark skin color. I have looked in the Bible many a times trying to find what the white Bible says, but there is no one in the Bible that's described like in Revelation chapter 1, verse 14, where it talks about a man of color. This person has hair of wool, just like mine here. That makes me think that he has a skin color of black. And then in the Bible, in the Old Testament, God made man. I think it was chapter 6. He made man of the color of the ground. So I have been asking you, sheep, to show me the color of the ground that is white. And I will stop saying or telling those listeners, you listeners, that my Father in heaven is a black man. But I want you to read and whatever I tell you to write down, where scriptures usually, you write them down so you can check out my word. Revelation chapter 1, verse 14 describes a black man with curly hair, woolly hair. Is your hair woolly? And I'm asking the white people who have, who are over the dark-skinned people of the world. Most of them are. And you black folks, read your Bible so you can know as much as I know. And then I share with you the things that I have read along or have learned while I was in school. And I didn't finish college, but I did get some education from there. Now, let me tell you who I am and say a little prayer. I like to always say a prayer because I will forget sometimes and not say it and don't mean to say it. Forget it. I mean to say it always to honor my Father who art in heaven. I ask that my Father go into the hospital rooms and heal those people who are there that is sick or ailing. I also ask that our Father continue to provide for those who are homeless. Thank him for giving them their help. And I thank him for giving me my help and providing us sheep with sane, sound mind and giving us sheep good health and prosperity. I ask those things. Plus, I also ask, I sound like someone is at my door, but it may be someone that lives here with me. That's okay. I ask that our Father continue to bless Detroit with good weather. You know that in other parts of the United States, like the Southwest, where there was flooding and rain and hail that was the size of like a baseball. I ask our Father to continue to bless us in Detroit, keeping natural disasters away from us as well as chemical disaster. And I'll mention to you, Sheep, about 6 or 8 months ago, maybe a year, I read the book of Job, J-O-B, it's about the treasures of the snow and hail. That's in Job 38, verse 22. And Lord, Father, forgive me. I meant to say a prayer. I really did not mean to go off on a tangent, but I did. Forgive me for that. I say this prayer, this quick prayer, in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Hey, forgive me. I meant to say the prayer without going off on a tangent. Sometimes, as you know, my Father, I get to talking and I tell the whole world the things that I need to tell them. Well, let me say who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. And I say to you, happy Sabbath, everyone. That's Les Gibbs in the evening time. And this is the evening time of today. It's called Friday. And so it's evening time. We're going in the next to the next day. It's called the Sabbath day that we are going into. Remember the fourth commandment? It tells you to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. And that's a day of rest for you. If you don't know that, I will tell you that. Read Exodus chapter 20, chapter 20, verse 8. Read it for yourself, where you'll find that you are supposed to keep the fourth commandment, and it tells you to keep the Sabbath day holy. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and I tell you, in there are many words that are difficult to pronunciate or say. Many times I don't know the word. I will try to say it, then I will spell it out for you. Also, Sabbath starts on a Friday evening. That's this time on this day. And it ends tomorrow at this time on Saturday evening. That's when Sabbath ends. I want you sheep to have your 3 P's ready and handy. I always tell you that because it's your pen, paper, and pencil. I am not technology, technic savvy like most people, many people are. They will have these new devices like notebooks and tablets or whatever to write the scriptures down. These things are important. Remember, you are to study to show yourself approved. I don't know if my Father in heaven will, when it comes to the end of the earth or end of our time of being on the earth, if he will ask us questions that are located in the Bible. But we are to study to show ourselves approved. And that's a good thing. I hope that I remember to study to show myself Exodus. I want you to read Exodus 19, chapter 19, verses 3 through 8. Write that down or type it down, whichever way you're studying. You'll learn that it says, we are a peculiar treasure above all people. even the ones that's ruling over you. They think they are more than us, but they are not. And I ask that you keep their home, God. They want you to think that they are more than you, but they are not. Are not. You remember that. Exodus 19, verses 3 through 8. Another thing I would tell you is that when I was in school, my teacher told me that the white Christ that we see, that's a picture of Michelangelo's cousin. Or if it wasn't Michelangelo, it might be Leonardo da Vinci's painting. But she said to me and all of us, it was only about three students that were black in the class, and I happened to be one of them. The rest of them were white. And I was shocked that the white picture that you see of Jesus Christ is not for real. You take it, I'm asking you, sheep who have pictures of a white Christ in your homes, to take it out and throw it away. Remember, our Father said, you should have no other God, no other one before him. So that's what you do. You should have no other one person or thing that's before our Heavenly Father. And if you did not know what I had just told you, then I'm telling you now, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Some people, I don't know, I think the white preachers have known that all along and have not told the world. They have lied to the world. Listen, I am going to get into reading where I left off, and that was in the Old Testament book of Numbers. Give me a few minutes to turn there, and I will start reading there. And remember, there are a lot of words in the Bible that I am unable to pronounce because I don't know them, but I will pick up where I left off in verse 33, chapter 4. For the Egyptians buried all their firstborn, which were smitten, to say they were killed among them, upon their fathers also. The Lord executed judgment. He is talking about when he brought the children out of Egypt. That was the final commandment. That was that was the final thing that he did to make the Egyptian tell the children to go and take whatever possessions you can carry. Take, go. And they did. They left. And the children of Israel moved from Ramesses and from Sukkot. Thought I had read that before to you, sheep. Let me see if my eyesight will help me. I said I was going to mark it down, and I know I did. I marked it down. Let me see. I think I wrote it. All I did right was 33. Excuse me while I check to see how I circled it. I only circled verse number 4. Well, that's where I will start reading from again. Read with me. We are in the book, Old Testament, Numbers 33, verse 4. And remember, some of these names I don't know. And if I don't know them, I will try to pronunciate them or and spell them out to you. Let me read verse 4 again. Hopefully I will finish reading chapter 33 this afternoon. Just as Mary, of the firstborn which the Lord had smitten, that means killed among them, upon their gods. Also, the Lord executed judgment. So, he executed judgment upon their gods. You have no other God but the one God that we serve, that we worship. Verse 5, and the children of Israel removed from Ramesses and pitched in Sukkot. And they departed from Sukkot and pitched. That means they put up their tents verse number 6. And they departed from Sukkot and pitched. Pitch means they camped in Ephraim. That's spelled E-T-H-A-M, which is on the edge of the wilderness. And they removed from Ephraim to and arrived again unto Pi-Hahiroth. That's spelled P-I-H-A-H-I-R-O-T-H, which is before Baal-Zephon. That's spelled B-A-A-L-Z-E-P-H-O-N. And they pitched there before before Migdal. That's spelled M-I-G-D-O-L. And remember, pitch means to camp before Pi-Hahiroth. And that's spelled again, P-I-H-A-H-I-R-O-T-H, and pressed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness, and went 3 days' journey into the wilderness of Ephraim, and pitched or camped in Merara. That's spelled M-A-R-A. And they removed from Merara, M-A-R-A-H, and came into Elam. That's spelled E-L-I-M. And in Elam, E-L-I-M, were 12 fountains of water, and three score simply means 60, and 10, that's 70 palm trees. And they pitched, they camped there, and they moved from Elam, E-L-I-M, and camped by the Red Sea. And they removed from the Red Sea and encamped in the wilderness of Sin, S-I-N. And they camped in verse 12, and they took their journey out of the wilderness of Sin and encamped in Dopha. That's spelled D-O-P-H-K-A-H. Dokar. Verse 13, and they departed from Dokar, D-O-P-H-K-A-H, and encamped in Alush. That's spelled A-L-U-S-H. And they removed from Alush, A-L-S-U-H, and encamped in Rephidim. Rephidim is spelled R-E-P-H-I-D-I-M. Was no water for the people to drink. And they departed from Rephidim and pitched. Remember, that means they camped in the wilderness of Sinai. And they removed from the desert of Sinai and pitched. That means camped. At Kilabora, that's spelled KIBROTHHATTAVAH. And they departed from Kilbara, KIBROTHHATTAVAH, and encamped at Hazara. That's spelled HAZEROTH. And they departed from Hazara. Again, that's spelled HAZEROTH. And pitched again in Ritma. That's RITHMAH. Rethma. And they departed from Rethma, again RATHMAH, and pitched a camp in Ramon Perez. That's spelled MONPAREZ. And they departed from Ramon Perez, RIMMON Perez, PAREZ, and pitched this camp in Libna. That's spelled LIBNAH. And they moved from Libna, LIBNAH, and pitched in Russia. That's spelled RISSAH. From Rychna, and pitched in KELELATHA. Let me spell that word again. That word is KEHELATHAH. And they went from KEHELATHAMOUNTSHAPHER. And they removed from Mount Shaphar, SHAPHER, and encamped in Haggadah. That's spelled HARADAH. And they removed from Haggadah, spelled MAKHELOTH. And they removed from MAKHELOTH and encamped at Tahath. That's spelled TAHATH. And they departed from Tahath and pitched in Terrain. Again, you should know what pitch means. It means camped in Tara, spelled TARAH. And they removed from Tara and pitched in Mitchum. That's spelled MITHCAH. And they went from Mitchka and pitched in Hashora. That's spelled HASHONAH. And they departed from Hishma, HAHMONAH, and encamped in Moroth. That's spelled MOSEROTH. And they departed from Moroth, MOSEROTH, and pitched in Benita Kim. That's spelled BENEIAAKAM. Excuse me, it's KEN. Let me spell it again for you, see. BENEIAAKAM. mercy. Let me stop here at verse 32. That's where I'll pick up next time. Numbers, verse 32, because I have another whole page to read to you, see. And now I want to say a closing prayer for you all. I'm just about out of time. Thank you so much for listening to me and allowing me to say the words that I have said and pronunciate them. And for those who are listening, please help them pronunciate those words as well. I have read to you them from Numbers 33 to Numbers 4. Someone is calling me at this time. That must not be anyone from the radio station because they're not showing up. And I'm not going to answer that. I'll catch them later. Father, excuse me for interrupting saying my closing prayer. Father, thank you so much for all of us sheep from the evil one, day and night. Thank you. Thank you for always protect and provide for us. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. As also, I want to read what's in James chapter 4, verse 15. If it's the Lord's will, I shall come back to see you time. I have programs on Tuesday at 11 a.m. as well as on Friday evening at 5 p.m. Excuse me. I had meant to read to you from this book that tells us about the Passover. Our Passover was last Friday. I did mention that, I believe, to you, sheep. And following the day after Passover is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which ends today, this afternoon. I am so hungry. Next, on June the 19th, is the day of Pentecost, and September 30th will be the Feast of Trumpets. On October the 9th, will be the Day of Atonement. October the 14th through the 20th is the Feast of Tabernacles. And October the 21st is the last great day. Remember, see, our Father in heaven loves you. I love you too. He loves you so that he told me to feed his sheep. And I wanted to feed you. I wanted to, but I was scared. And I was nervous. I was scared. Now that you sheep know that I am not perfect, you other sheep who the Lord has told, our Father has told, to do his will, should get up and do it. You should do it. It's much more rewarding than being out in the world. Yes, it's true. I gave up worldly things. And I gave them up. Remember, my Father loves you as well as I do. And I'll say goodbye to you all. I'll read to you next Tuesday. I will be back. Do good things for good people, for everyone. Always bless everyone if you can. Goodbye. Goodbye for now.